We rolled out our swags and slept the night on the concrete floor of the art centre. The art rich with the smell of kangaroo. The art centre was also used for cooking and of acrylic paint. Earlier in the day, with camping gear and two kids in the back of our rented Toyota Land Cruiser, we arrived at the small Aboriginal community of Akunchi, at the base of Haast Bluff, Northern Territory, where a dynamic and productive group of artists had forged a bold new direction in desert art practice. Greeted by resident art coordinator Una Ray and local children holding a pet Joey, we made our way to the painting room, where Napata Nangala and daughter Daisy Nupalchari were working. Powerful, confident and richly coloured paintings were in progress. In the nearby storage room, we were presented with rolls of canvas of striking vibrancy and immediacy. Works by Napata, Mitchelly, Alice, Eunice, Marley and her sister Coral, all executed with such energy that they seemed to spring from the desert landscape itself. Later we joined Long Tom Chapananka and wife Mitchelly Naparula sitting on the red dirt across the road from the art centre, Long Tom now nursing the Joey. Discovering that we didn't have skin names, Long Tom duly appointed us into the traditional family classificatory system, and our children became Chapananka and Napananka, brother and sister to Long Tom. 4 years earlier, in 1994, while we were living in Copenhagen, Denmark, we were fortunate to visit the highly acclaimed exhibition Arachara, Art of the First Australians, mounted at the Louisiana Museum of Modern Art, Humlebeck, the third leg of a tour that included Kunstsammlung Düsseldorf and Hayward Gallery, London. The exhibition was spellbinding, capturing the imagination of the Danish public and, for us, kindling an interest that would lead to the involvement with the desert artists of Central Australia. Returning to Australia in 1995, we began working with vintage Danish furniture, art and design, including edition prints from the mid-century avant-garde group Cobra, CO for Copenhagen, BR for Brussels and A for Amsterdam, whose inspiration lay in tribal, mythical and folkloric expression. The similarities between Cobra art and Aboriginal art were thought-provoking. Aboriginal art practice, based on the Tjukurpa, the dreaming, appeared to create a direct and profound connection with the raw essence of artistic expression that Cobra artists were divining for. Western desert art, with its inception in 1971, came almost out of nowhere as completely resolved, sophisticated examples of contemporary art with a layering of meanings that offered connections on so many levels. That the art was also so visually tantalising couldn't help but captivate an audience. The art and culture coordinator of the municipality of Frederiksberg, Copenhagen, Niels Riholt, certainly recognised the drawing power of Aboriginal art and was willing to commit financially to our proposal in 1997 for an exhibition of contemporary desert art in their premier exhibition venue, Moostings House. Our visit to Akunchi was one of our three-part plan, art from Papanyatula, Akunchi and Utopia, to source works for the Danish exhibition. At Papanyatula's Alice Springs Gallery, assisted by Daphne Williams and Janice Stanton, we sorted through piles of canvas on the floor and settled on gems by Pinta Pinta Chapananka, Timi Piunka Chapangati, Inua Nampachimpa, and daughter Walankura Napananka, Winchi at Napalchari and sister Chungia Napalchari. The big, strong Tingari cycle work by Ronnie Chumpachimpa on the gallery wall was beyond our overstretched budget. However, we were ushered into the back room where rolls were open to reveal striking works by Ronnie that had nonetheless failed to attract interest, and we were more than happy to oblige. Another visitor to the gallery at the time was a young Belgian art history PhD student, Georges Petitjean, who was researching for his thesis on the Western Desert Art Movement. Indeed, there was the sense that we were witness to the unfolding of art history of significance. We are grateful that George was later to help with the curation of the exhibition in Copenhagen. The third part of our plan, The Art of Utopia, included a visit to Delmore Down Station, where Donald and Janet Holt facilitated art production by artists from the Utopia region, including Emily Kamekumware and sisters Ollie and Gladys Kamari. At the Alice Springs base of Utopia Cultural Centre, art coordinator Jan Ross Manley presented us with a startling array of batiks and edition prints. In 1997, the Cultural Centre's artists, with Jan, travelled to Paris for an exhibition, Pientres Aborigines d'Australie, at Parc de la Valette. The stunning Gloria Pachara batik we selected was executed on site during the Paris show. The survey of three directions in Western Desert Art, Papunya-Tula Art, Kunchi Art and Utopia Art, entitled Dreamscapes, Contemporary Desert Art, premiered at Mustingshus, Frederiksberg, Copenhagen in 2001, and became the most popular exhibition ever at the venue. In 2002, the exhibition toured to Art Centre Silkeborg Bell, Silkeborg, Denmark. Almost two decades later, we approached Museums and Galleries Queensland with the idea of a regional touring exhibition of works from the Dreamscapes collection. Returning to remote areas of Australia with connection to country would be a fitting completion of the circle. And we were delighted when Museums and Galleries Queensland embraced the concept, commencing development of a strategy for a touring program. With the engagement of celebrated art curator John Mundine, travelling curator of the 93-94 European tour of Arachera that had so influenced us, the Australian tour entitled Three Echoes, Western Desert Art, was realised, and the circle was indeed complete.